The relationship between nonprofits that rely on government funding and state lawmakers is a long-standing problem in New York, producing many of the recent bribery scandals. So it wasn't surprising to see a statewide commission single out a lobbyist's nonprofit in a report released last month on public corruption. WNYC's Robert Lewis decided to take a closer look at the allegations against the Brooklyn-based Relief Resources. While it became clear why the commission targeted the operative's organization, he found investigators may have missed the mark.
In 2001, a small group of Orthodox Jewish rabbis, including a prominent lobbyist, formed a nonprofit in Borough Park, Brooklyn, to ensure members of the insular community could get mental health services.
You have reached Relief Resources. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. If this is an emergency that may...
The organization says it's talked to thousands of people every month through that hotline. Friendly legislators helped keep it running over the past decade, steering a few $100,000 in state discretionary funds each year to the organization. They were just another politically connected local social service nonprofit in a state that's full of them. And then last month, this happened.
Where did that money go? It certainly didn't go to improve the health of anybody in New York City.
That was Moreland Commission co-chair William Fitzpatrick talking on WCNY's Capitol Press Room. The commission had just released its report on public corruption and made Relief Resources illustration number one, basically accusing the nonprofit of not doing any work. The report didn't mention the organization by name, but the New York Post identified Relief as illustration number one. Fitzpatrick confirmed it.
We're going to be looking at the health clinic, which the New York Post, I think, exposed the other day.
It was just one of the cases the commission dredged up to push for reforms aimed at reining in the legislature. Governor Andrew Cuomo appointed the Moreland Commission after a number of high-profile scandals, many of which involved the misuse of funds by politically connected nonprofits. After the report came out, WNYC decided to take a closer look at Relief, which is one of the biggest recipients of member items in recent years. And we teamed up with a newspaper that knows the community.
My name is Josh Nathan Kazis. I'm a staff writer for the Jewish Daily Forward.
Standing outside the organization's Borough Park headquarters, a nondescript one-story building on 13th Avenue, Nathan Kazis says it's not surprising to learn Relief got close to $3 million from the state and city in recent years.
This is a community that needs a lot of government aid. Orthodox people in Brooklyn have large families. They often don't work until a relatively old age. They study instead. So they've developed lots of ways to lobby for government aid, and Shea Ostreicher is one of the people who's made that possible.
Ostreicher is the influential rabbi behind Relief Resources and a few other nonprofits that share the same Borough Park address. He also has ties to a main ultra-Orthodox organization.
He is a lobbyist or has worked as a lobbyist for Agudath Israel, which is a major Orthodox umbrella group. And he is known for getting things done in Albany for the Orthodox community.
Ostreicher's political ties could have led the Moreland Commission to take a look at Relief. Records show he didn't always keep a clear separation between his political work and Relief's charitable mission. For example, a few years ago, Relief agreed to pay a prominent lobbying firm $15,000 to lobby for a child tax credit that didn't have anything to do with mental health, but that was supported by Agudath Israel. And in 2009, another Ostreicher-related organization appears to have done voter registration work for a city council campaign out of the same address as Relief.
I strongly believe there's no malice involved, no ill intent, but rather administrative sloppiness.
Michael Tobman is a former senior aide to Senator Charles Schumer, and he's worked with the Orthodox community. He says such relationships aren't all that surprising.
These are people who, and operatives and advocates who, in years past, understood procedural niceties and crossing T's and dotting I's in terms of administrative structure was something people didn't pay terribly much attention to, and now it's something people take very seriously.
Whether crossing T's and dotting I's is what brought Relief to the Moreland Commission's attention is unclear. But once there, investigators focused on whether Relief actually did what it was paid to. The commission ultimately concluded that Relief didn't appear to provide any services to the community, and basically questioned if the nonprofit even existed. But there's no question on the streets of Borough Park.
Excuse me, I'm working on a story about a charity in the community called Relief Resources.
That's Nathan Kazis, the Forward reporter, on a recent Friday. This is the very first person he stopped, Mrs. Rosen, who didn't want to give her first name.
They are amazing, and they help people that need referral where to go.
And it wasn't just people on the street who were willing to vouch for Relief. Margaret Spinelli is an associate professor of psychiatry at Columbia University.
I have the utmost respect for the organization.
She is just one of the prominent mental health professionals that sit on Relief's advisory board, who spoke glowingly about the organization and its effect on the community.
People were not being treated at all for mental illness. In fact, in the Orthodox Jewish community, mental illness was extremely stigmatized.
Relief is fighting back. It has a top public relations firm founded by a former Sheldon Silver aide handling media calls, and a former deputy state attorney general, Avi Schick, is representing Relief on the legal front. He says it's not clear how Relief ended up in Moreland's crosshairs.
We don't know where it came from. The good news is we're confident it's unfounded.
A spokeswoman for the Moreland Commission declined to comment for this story because the investigation into Relief resources is ongoing. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.